Joining us on the telephone today is Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing very well, sir. Thanks for being with us today. And
you're welcome.
And let me start here. I just was playing a story called A Day Without Immigrants, which is being, celebrated around the country, where immigrants are supposed to not go to work, not go to school, to show that they exist in society. I was looking here at some stats before you called. Do you think that Donald Trump has cranked up immigration, or is this just the same number we've always been at and it just wasn't getting reported?
It just wasn't getting reported. Deportation raid that you saw last week that got so much press is simply a continuation of what's been going on for the last several years. And again, if you look at what was rounded up, so to speak, with that last raid, 75 to 80% of those were hard felons. So, look, good for Donald Trump for, getting the felonious illegal aliens out of this country. I'm all for that.
I think the number I saw this morning was over Obama's presidency, 2.5 million were deported. Somebody stopped me the other day and they said they liked it when I asked you about good news for Louisiana. So what's good on the horizon for our state?
Well, oil prices are rising. Jobs are slowly coming back. Your Louisiana delegation, as far as federally up here in D.C., speaks usually with one voice. We may have differences of opinion with our colleague Cedric Richmond in New Orleans on some issues, but on Louisiana issues, we're all pretty much on the same page. So it's a good group up here. I'm just proud and honored to be part of them, and they're good people.
A week or so ago, Governor John Bel Edwards was back in Washington looking for another $2 billion to help out flood recovery in Louisiana. How is that effort coming along?
Well, we're certainly going to need the money because, as you know, we have some major, major issues still ongoing. Unfortunately, we haven't seen hardly any of the money from the first ask that we did receive, the $1.8 billion being distributed yet. And until the Congress as a whole sees where that money is going and makes sure it's spent smartly, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get any more than we ask, but we've got to do that first. And I'm all for asking for more. We need more. Our businesses are still suffering. People are still suffering. But we've got to show first that we know how to spend the money that we've already been given.
Let's move on to General Flynn. And folks are coming down on both sides of this. Some people were concerned maybe there were some ties with Russia. A lot of other people concerned that stuff is getting leaked that's classified. Where do you fall on this, and kind of what is the latest on what's going on in Washington?
Well, what happened to General Flynn was certainly unfortunate. I'm sure he did speak to Russia, which was certainly his prerogative within the Trump administration. After Trump got elected, you get your ducks in a row. The leaks are the problem. It's not General Flynn. These leaks are very serious. I think they do put us at a national security risk. And we've got to stop these people. It's almost like we have a shadow government now that is running things under the radar and not taking this president seriously and obviously not taking the government seriously. And we've got to shut them down, because if we don't, things get from worse to even badder.
Do you think that there may be an investigation into where the leaks are coming from and possible prosecutions?
Well, yeah, I saw where Jason Chavis, that's our fellow congressman up here, he's on that committee that has asked the inspector general to start an investigation. So I support that 100%. I was listening to some broadcast earlier this morning, and somewhere like 60,000 people have access to this sensitive information, which is way, way too many. And supposedly there's only a handful, less than a dozen, that are leaking this information. So finding these people will literally be the needle in the haystack, but we've got to look. If you don't look, you never find, and hopefully we'll find these bad players. And they should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Let's move on to Russia for a moment. New cruise missile deployed, going against some previous agreements. Three aircraft buzzing incidents on ships. Spy ship off the eastern seaboard. What's Russia trying to prove this week?
Well, Russia is doing what Russia does, and that's always testing its boundaries, and we have to push back. We may, in rare occasions, such as in Syria, fight or in line with Russia against certain Syrian groups, but on 99% of the other time, Russia will be our adversary and it will be our foe. Make no mistake, it is Russia. And to your point, not only are they shooting their own missiles, they just sent the biggest shipment ever of missiles to Iran, something like 50 SU-21 surface-to-air missiles. So they are still a very bad actor, and I assure you, they want nothing good to happen to America.
That's Congressman Ralph Abraham. Congressman, thank you for joining us again. We'll talk with you next week.
Sounds like a good plan. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Ralph Abraham joining us every Thursday around 7:45 here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.